Blog Talk Radio.
Definition of real.
Yo, talk real or you ain't. No in between.
Line them up, cousin.
What's the definition of real? I still enter the field. These pills give me the chills. Sure, we push the former. The first shit I wrote in was stolen. These bitches get boring. Rarely catch me wearing Ralph Lauren. More into Giuseppe. Now the words you niggas can tell me. Now critics can suck a dick. Talk to niggas in prison daily. Trav past the red. These presidents I gotta actually dead. Clientele don't match the consignment. Just give me half instead. Naturally pimp shit. Cease massaging me in the Rover. Knocking piff shit. You blogging like Biscuit. Foreign senses, violators, they call forensics. Call that felony stopped my Canada paper, not to mention Toronto love me. Eritrean girls call me hubby. I'm trying to learn their language. My niggas tell me I'm lucky.
I know.
Give no reply to strangers. I fall asleep out the country. My phone was filled with cuss. Trust me, the ghetto love me.
Ghetto love me.
I like the swisher like I like the picture. The burn is talking like Tina Turner when Ike is with her. I might get with her, I might just get her and hit it. Flip extension out of wig and split a pitchin out of center. We duck police's book apartments, fuck up leases, keep a 40 on me, suck. You need a one way up, this Jesus, nigga. I'm sicker than sick of selling your melon. A nigga well, but who's selling? My bitches chilling. Do Ellen on TV. Sunday, beach and brunch, they keep it easy. Even numbers on my scoreboard. Four horns in my three and even more. I'm hardly beefing. I'm vegan more when I'm eating. Even score for sure. I'm keeping. Keep a four between the seat. Cause she the sweetest Puerto Rican. Creeping, freaking sure we creeping. Gotta keep it on the low. She know my BM and my DM. Hook my nigga Dave up with a freak from out the east side. Say she only fuck with Harlem niggas flying G5s. It's rare, baby, but my dog is there, baby. It's all clear like when money's all there, baby. I'm good, yeah, style popping, I'm all, yeah, baby. I go and hit the mall and they like, oh, hell, baby, it's the kid.
The ocean shore with a pool reach. Bitches got me feeling like I'm LL Cool E. Next tell sales, they posted bail after 2 weeks. Toast out in Greece, I backed it out on a new dash
it out.
Can't ride with me, homie, the coupe got 2 seats. Horsepower, step on the gas, you hear the coupe beat. KG, just had a daughter, I love my new niece. Kyrie, couple months apart, my life a movie. Glock ripping, hold a ladder, it kick like Bruce Lee. When we eat, dining expensive, don't get no food cheap. Who is he? Young rich nigga, I just abused beat. Shorty came with Tory Lanez, she never knew E.
Never.
So Shorty had to, yeah, I had to came with you, cuz I ain't never seen that bitch in my life. Is she from Canada? Nah, I ain't seen her in Harlem ever. Ha! Fuck it though. We can fuck her though. Laid back in the bungalow. Oh. I got the mother low. In the hood, I'm so comfortable.
I pay, but I'm on him. I'm so on it, I'm on him. I'm so on it, I'm on it. Girl, I pay to get all the gin in my tongue. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're now tuned in to GEI Radio, and this is Model Monday. I am your host, Tony.
Hey.
Now,
hi.
What's up, what's up? I'll be joined by two models today, cover model Jamie Taylor and published model Kat. What's up, ladies?
Hello.
Nothing much. Hi.
How are you guys?
What's going on?
Oh, my God. Well, me personally, I'm stuck in traffic. There's so much traffic. I don't even understand why there's this much traffic in our little podunk town of Albuquerque, New Mexico. But, yeah, that's what I'm up to. What are you guys up to?
Just chilling right now. We chilling.
Same,
go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I'm stuck in traffic. I literally just got.
So it's 5 o'clock there, right?
Yeah, it's 5 o'clock. It's the hot spot, the hot time.
Oh, okay. So, I'm gonna let y'all ladies introduce yourself one by one. So, Jamie, can you introduce yourself to the people?
Yeah. So, my name is Jamie Taylor. Everyone calls me Jay Taylor, the body. Yeah. Pretty much it, but I'll
That's what's up. That's what's up. Kat. Come on. Did we lose her?
Maybe it's just because we're both on the road, so she might be having trouble keeping reception.
Oh,
can you hear me now?
Oh,
yeah,
there
we
she
can
goes.
Hear you.
Okay. Sorry about that. Sorry, my name's Kat. Kat's Meow on social media, and I'm a model with 1151 as well in this great city of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Yeah.
So we're going to jump right into the interview. I got a ton of questions for you ladies, and answer them honest as you can answer. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Oh, God. I hate when you say that. We don't want to answer honestly. We don't want to answer honestly.
No, we're going to lie.
Well, give us
we're
going to lie. Give us your best answer.
Lie your asses off.
I'll take your best answer.
I'll start with you, Jamie. How did you get into modeling?
So I actually have, like, a couple of siblings, and my oldest sister had been signed with, like, a really big agency. It's called Elite Model Management. And she had a contract out of Chicago. She's actually signed with Tyra Banks. So when I was growing up, she was like, you should get into this modeling gig real quick. I was like, I don't really know. I don't think so. I don't really, really think I want to do it. But the older I got, she just kind of stayed on me about, you know, just trying to, like, motivate me to kind of change what our situation had been growing up, and took me on a casting call, and it was kind of like all she wrote from there.
How did you get into modeling?
Well, I started when I was 16, so I had moved from Louisiana, and we moved to New Mexico, and there is not a lot of people of color here in New Mexico, so my mom,
like,
again, saw, like, a great,
like,
yeah, at all. So she saw, like, this great opportunity, and she actually got me in with a talent agency. So I started off professionally dancing, like, doing hip-hop and ballet dancing, and then it just kind of overlapped into modeling, so I got started when I was about 16 years old when I first moved here.
That's cool. And my next question, I think you kind of touched on it, was, and I'll keep it with you, Kat, is, where are you originally from, New Mexico, or you moved there?
I was born and raised in Louisiana. So I actually moved 2 weeks before Hurricane Katrina hit. Me and my family moved. We relocated. And then 2 weeks later, Katrina hit. We found out all of our stuff was damaged, pretty devastated about it, but we had already started the move and the process here in Albuquerque. So we kind of got away with our hands clean on that one and got to relocate and start over fresh.
That's crazy, dude. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. What the heck? Am I, like, how do I have to not say cuss words? Do I get in trouble if I say cuss words?
No, you can cuss. You can do what you want to do. This is our radio show. You can say whatever you want.
Okay.
You can say whatever. So, Jamie, are you from New Mexico?
No, I am, like, Colorado. I'm Denver, Colorado born and San Diego raised. So I'm a SoCal girl. I'm from the West Coast.
Okay. Now let me ask you this, and again, I'll keep it with you, Jamie, since you got the last question. Let me see where I want to take this. What are some of your goals as far as modeling? And you don't have to keep it with modeling. It could be, you know, you want to do other things, but what are some of your goals?
I kind of set out, like, several different milestones I wanted to hit, like, just throughout my career. I've been modeling for, like, half my life, right? So I think after, like, the initial just trying to, like, get in, right, I just was always ambitious to, like, get the next contract, the next biggest thing. So I went from, you know, a smaller agency called Barbizon and kind of worked my way up to working with Elite and Wilhelmina, which are, like, powerhouse agencies here in the country. So those are all my milestones for runway modeling earlier on in my career. But when I got tired of doing that shit, I was like, you know what? I kind of want a fat ass. I didn't want to be in her, but so I took that as a goal and then did that shit too. So, but I don't know. I've had big goals, and I've had smaller ones that are just kind of, like, you know, campaign-based, right? Like, I want to land a campaign doing X, Y, or Z, and I've kind of smashed that. But to be completely honest, I think, like, my next goal setting is going to be pertaining to, like, opening another business, owning something unrelated to modeling. See if I can't have the same success in another deal.
Awesome. That's what's up. Kat, what are some of your goals?
I mean, definitely to get on Jamie's level now that I'm hearing all this. Like, sign me, put me on a few prints here or there. No, but seriously, like, kudos. She's done it all. And even when I met her, I was, like, truly inspired by her. And, like she said, like, she's very ambitious. So, Just to be printed, I think that I have, I love people. I have a degree in human services, so I, like, love people. I love communicating with people. So I want to get into, like, the hosting industry. Yeah, and just kind of get out there and be seen. I teach dance, so I own, like, 3 hip-hop dance teams, and they're all kids.
Get it, babe.
Yes, our kids. Like, I love kids. So I just want to provide that, like, positive role model, be out there, give kids an outlet to kind of do something other than being in the streets. So what I want to focus on right now is just getting seen so that I can myself become successful and then kind of pass it down to kids that are less fortunate, and we can bring it together through the world of dance.
Awesome, awesome. Now, let me ask you guys this, and I'll keep it with you, Kat. Since you've been modeling, what are some of the good things about modeling?
I think, like we said before, the good thing about this industry in particular here in Albuquerque and on the southwest side of it is that there aren't many girls of color. So it's a really open industry. It's really open and welcoming, especially civil issues that people are going through, like in the world today, just to get out there and to be seen as a woman of color and to be doing something that's positive and outreaching and being able to be seen on, like, a positive spectrum. So I think it's really good and really welcoming, especially myself. I'm biracial, so I can kind of fall into, like, the mix. I can look kind of Mexican at times, depending on how you look at me. And then, like, just being, like, a black woman. So I just feel like it's such, like, an open field, and it's so welcoming with women of color at this time.
Jamie?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
What's some of the good things about modeling?
Oh, God. I think that the biggest thing is just opportunity. Like, I grew up, like, roughneck as shit. So I don't think that, you know, I don't know if I would have necessarily had the same opportunities for travel and to see parts of the world that I've been to, or whether it was Fashion Weeks in London or, you know, even New York, because, like, New York at one point seemed like such a far journey because I'm from Southern California. So, like, traveled all over, met great people. I think that's probably one of the biggest benefits, in my opinion, is just how much more the world can open up for you. I think that another great thing about it is not even just in terms of traveling, but in terms of opportunity, like the entertainment business, like most people start off doing something that they don't necessarily want to do because they have an end goal of doing something completely different. So, like, the girl who starts off modeling because she wants to be an actress, or the girl who starts off modeling because she wants to be a singer, or, like, whatever it is, a clothing designer, whatever it is. So,
yeah.
I think that the cross industry of it all is another great benefit. Like, it not only opens doors for you to see other cultures and other parts of the country and or world, but provides other opportunities for you to move around and really just kind of carve out, like, a path for how you want to move within the industry of entertainment.
Yeah, definitely. Now, of course, the good things about modeling, what are some of the bad things about modeling? And Jamie,
oh,
I'll let
my
you
God. Can you start that? Bitch. Take it away, bitch. And she already knows the exact face I'm making right now. Like, bitch.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Exactly. I mean, like, with every job, there's just things that you kind of, like roll your eyes at. I feel like with our industry, and especially from modeling when I was 16 to now, like, 10 years later modeling, it's just, like, a totally different, like, spectrum of it. Because social media wasn't that big when I first started out.
Girl.
Of course, you had, like, your Facebook or, like, your MySpace. Like, I had a MySpace. That's how old I am. So I feel like that was as far as that went. But, like, now I feel like the word model is used, like, so loosely. Like, a girl will be like,
yeah.
Oh, I posted a picture in my bathroom. Girl, I model.
I'm
like, no, like, you don't. You don't. So I feel like people like me and Jamie that want to actually do something with it and take it somewhere. We have to work so much harder to kind of break that stigma of, like, no, it's not like, oh, we just want to be called a model. Like, we're actually putting in work. We're actually shooting when we don't feel good. We're actually showing up and putting in work. We get off one job and we have a radio interview. Or we're just, like, we're putting the hustle into it. And there's just so much behind it. And I just feel like the term model is used so loosely now that that's one of the biggest, the most frustrating things that I've run into in the industry.
Oh, my God. That was like, she took us all the way to church. holy shit. That was prolific. Okay. So everything that she just said times like 27. Okay. And, you know, I think that, I mean, okay, so I think another thing that's been just kind of frustrating throughout my career is, I was just talking about this with Boo, but freaking, so when I first started out, I had, like, powerhouse agency. I had agency, like you know, big wheels behind me. So to just, like, get booked for a job, and then I show up, and then I do my fucking job, and then I bounce, and then, you know, 30 days later, my mailbox money comes, whatever it is. But once I went independent and urban, so I started having to deal with more niggas, it got a little more difficult. And I don't necessarily understand why. Like, booking a job and getting paid, first off, I was having to, like, fight to get paid. Like, I get that you have bitches on the gram that do this for, like, you know, to pop a bottle in the VIP, like, but this is actually how I make my money. It's like all I do for a living, so I'm gonna need that check. So that was kind of that's kind of difficult. I think that African Americans as a community are like very negative toward one another. So I think that working with, like, other models, other black models, instead of it being like, oh, hey, bitch, I saw you on that one, like, double XL, that was dope, or fill in the blank, it became, like, competitive, which is dope, you need that, but more than that, like, to where it's just, like, just messy, the messiness behind it. So I think that, I don't know, just to kind of sum it up, like, not only are you competing for a spot, but you're competing to get paid. You're competing, like, fighting for a paycheck. You're fighting social media and the value of what it is you do when everyone is a model, just as Kat was pushing on. I think that there's probably, like a little longer of a list of shit I could complain about, but I don't want to sound like a total, like, you know, like a total twat. So, like,
no, it's definitely,
like,
real. It's definitely real, and these are things that, you know, when I'm with, you know, people in the company that we talk about, because it is, it's like, people are willing to do, like, these girls are willing to do anything. Like you said, half of them not even
pictures
on Instagram. So it make it hard for somebody that really, really, really do it to even, like you said, to get a gig, because it's like, okay, look, I got this body of work. I want this much money. They looking at, well,
right.
she got the same body, and she only wants $50. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to give it to her. Like,
I'm saying.
That's what you're up against. This is why I always tell people, like, no matter what you do, like, even if you sing, like, that can't be your only income. Like, you gotta market yourself and everything, because you never know what's gonna make the most money. You know what I'm saying? Like you never know what's gonna you know, bring in the paycheck. So if you model,
right,
you gotta brand yourself, and you gotta make shirts, you gotta make posters, you can't depend on like people getting you for gigs, because that game has changed now. Like, it's all wrong. Like, the people that get booked for stuff, I just be like, why did you book her? Like, for what? You know what I'm saying? But if, you know, money talk, as a cheap, it's like, okay, why would I pay $500 when I could pay $250?
That's right.
It sucks.
Yeah.
And then you got my next question is, before we go on to break, I definitely want to get this question is, how do you feel about social media as far as the modeling thing goes?
I think social media, because I'm like an old, came from like an older school of models and shit, like Kat was touching on, like throwback, like some MySpace shit. I think that it can be great. I think it can be a great tool if you use it like anything else in terms of advertising and marketing. I definitely know that, like, in dealing with like GEI and 1151, like, if it had not been for social media, I don't know that I ever would have crossed paths or when that would have taken place or how. Do you know what I mean? Like, so
yeah.
I think it can be an awesome thing. Now, what I also think is that there's a bunch of talent that's out there that might not ever get booked just because they don't have, like, you might be relatively new. They don't have 100,000 followers on Instagram. So people are missing opportunities to work with faces that are just phenomenal. So
yeah.
I guess the point is like, I think it can, it's just a double-edged thing. Like, I think it's got its pros and its cons. Like, if you a bitch that got 100,000 followers, social media is your best friend then, if you are, you know what I mean? but if you're the chick who's just trying to get on, like, you live in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You're not a professional dancer and weren't a model at 16 like Kat. Like, you didn't live in Southern California and have a big sister who was signed with a big agency like I was. Like, you're just that girl who lives in some random small town who's beautiful, who's trying to make it, trying to, like, you know, go embark on your modeling shit. You don't come with that package, already have this many followers, can already do all this shit, and people are looking straight past you. So I think it just depends, like, to go either way.
Yeah, what you think, Kat?
Yeah. I think definitely piggybacking off of that, it is a blessing and a curse because, like Jamie said, like, everything right now is just, like, so depicted on, like, how many followers do you have. Like, people only want to brand you or send you clothing to try on or to model for them if you're over, like, so many thousand followers. So I feel like everything
right.
is so social media driven that it's the world that we live in. So we kind of, like, even though you don't really like it, you kind of have to get on the horse and you have to ride it. You have to
right.
post. I feel like I'm in competition to post every day. I'm like, okay, well, my face has to be out there. I have to be seen. People have to look and be like, oh, no, because if you don't post for a week, they're like, oh, this bitch didn't die. Like, let's sign the next bitch. You know what I mean? So I just feel like you have to, like, stay on top of it, and you have to post, and you have to be seen, and you have to keep up, with the latest fads and the latest trends. And it's just, it can be to the point where it's so exhausting, but it's the industry that we're in, and everything is so fast-paced, and everyone wants to see what's going on and what's happening now. And I remember I was eating dinner with my sister the other day, and she was like, you're not going to post your meal? And I'm like, damn, can that bitch just enjoy her steak without having to show social media that I ate today? So I just feel like
right.
it's the world that we live in, and people want to know, like, every little thing that you're doing. And I get it, because
right.
they want to feel like they're a part of your life. They want to feel like they know what Kat's
right.
up to. They want to know what Jamie's up to. Like, it makes them feel, like,
right.
connected to you. But it's just, like,
right.
at the end of the day, like, where is my personal life? Like, where do I get to
right.
unwind and, like, post with my mask on or my hair, like, up in a bonnet? Like, nobody wants to see that Kat. Everyone wants to see the Kat
right.
that's turned up and ready down and ready to go. So,
no,
like I said,
right.
it's a blessing and a curse.
But here's the thing. You know what's funny is people do want to see that. I think a lot of people, men and women in the industry, whether it's music, whatever they got going on, get caught up in what everybody else is doing. Like,
right.
Yeah, very
we
true.
We always say, like, tell models, like, if you take a photo shoot, I'd rather for you not even post those pictures. Like, I'd rather for you to hold those for mags or posters, because
exactly.
pretty is pretty.
Yeah.
Whether it's a professional picture or not, like, if you are an attractive woman, you're going to be attractive whether you take a professional picture or not. So posting a picture on
That's
social,
true.
Posting your regular pictures and stuff like that, I think that gets people more in tune with you than always seeing you always made up. Like, you see some of these girls be always made up. It's like, let me see you regular. Let me see what you like regular. I know you don't look like that all the time. I know you wear sweatpants.
Right.
All the time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Push that bitch in the
sometimes.
Pool.
Yeah, some fun stuff. I think a lot of times, like, people just get caught up in it, and they feel like they gotta, you know, what it's called, keep up with the Joneses, but social media for me, I feel like it's a, like you said, it's a gift and a curse. I'm one. I don't care about followers because one thing about it, you can buy them. So you have to prove to me that. I'd rather have somebody with 200 followers that work and go hard and it's focused than somebody with 250,000 followers doing nothing, just saying that I got 250,000
right.
followers. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I think her call dropped. Somebody call dropped. I'm not sure.
Oh,
I'm Jamie
sure.
Or
can you hear me? This is Jamie.
Okay,
can
I hear
me?
You. I think Kat phone dropped again. She back on. She back on.
Okay.
I'm back.
Okay.
I'm back.
Okay.
Hey, man.
We got a caller. I suppose Ben took another break, but before we go to break, let me get this caller on. 4535.
Okay.
What's up?
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
Hey.
Hi.
It's Jonathan. I'm the president of GEI.
Hey.
Good,
ladies,
Jonathan.
Good. I've been listening for a good 20 minutes or so now, and your comments are very insightful. But at one point, I just had to click in because the social media part, here's the thing with social media. Now, I'm a 16-year veteran in this thing. Social media is very simple. It takes you from Albuquerque, and it puts you on the phone with me here in New York City. It's the greatest
right.
thing that ever happened to modeling. It's the greatest thing that
right.
ever happened to the business. It's the worst thing that happened to the business because it took the personal touch out of it.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
Yeah.
Because
right.
I don't know you. I know your representative.
Definitely.
Right.
And that's the problem. I'm not booking you. I'm booking your representative. And that's the problem.
Right.
So where you are out there hustling, beating the streets, yada, 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 all I see is your representative, just like the next chick who ain't doing shit but posting pictures on Facebook or Instagram.
Right.
And,
no, definitely agree with that. And it's hard when you got a bomb-ass personality like me and Jamie. I'm like, oh, my goodness, like, meet us in person. As we don't just take cute pictures. Like, there's so much more behind it. So that's why I just wish that that could be, like, portrayed through everything through social media.
But
now, check this out,
though. More important,
I don't
want to
lose
the goofy stuff and the funny stuff and, you know, the not just business, you know? Like, you know
yeah,
what makes
sure.
a lot of celebrities, a lot of the, like, dope celebrities? It's two things that, like, some that make celebrities dope. Either they're all the way private, and you want to fight to see what they got going on, but they never show nothing, like Beyonce. And then you got somebody like, let's say Rick Ross.
Rihanna.
That's totally different. But show everything. Like, I mean, when you go eat, when he go. So you got to find that balance, like, which one I'm going to be. Am I going to be the one that show everything, or I'm just going to be the one that tuck everything away and make them search for it? You know what I'm saying? So
right,
like,
right.
You got to find that balance.
But I do want to touch on this, though, because one of the ladies was talking about how, you know, do I have to post every day? Do I have to post what I eat? Of course, you don't have to do all that, but I come from an era where models 15 to 20 times a week we're walking from agency to agency in the cold with comp cards and lookbooks
right.
trying to meet with somebody to get looked at. Now,
right.
you're up there clicking a button. So I'm not complaining about that button clicking stuff. You know what I mean? Like, it's so much
right.
easier to post than it is to get up out your chair, hop in your car, ride from all over town, and in your case, ride to Los Angeles because from Albuquerque, from the West Coast, if you're not in L.A., you're not going to any agencies. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, social media
right.
makes it much more accessible. The industry is accessible
right.
now. Now, the problem
right.
is it's accessible to everybody. And,
right.
you know,
yeah.
the law of averages says when supply, I say this to models all the time, when supply is greater, when supply is greater than demand, value decreases. That's
right.
the principal law of business. When supply is greater
that's
than demand. There's more models out here than there are jobs. That's point
yeah,
blank 100. So the value of models decreases. And it's the same for photographers, designers, or anybody else in this business. It's not just models.
That's true. Yeah.
Now, what we have to do as a people, when you talked about, you know, African Americans in general, the problem with African Americans in the fashion business is that African Americans historically don't congregate.
Right.
Now, I came up doing New York Fashion Week. I did New York Fashion Week 10 years, the white side,
mm-hmm.
shooting pictures. They will, when I say congregate, they will congregate. 11 magazines will get together, put their money together, and produce a fashion show. There will be 150 models communicating, talking about casting calls, this and that. Black folks ain't doing
that.
Yeah, that's cool. My mag ain't telling you nothing. I ain't telling no other mag nothing because you're going to take food out of my mouth. You know, we think
right,
that
right.
by sharing information that we're taking food out of each other's mouth. When sharing information is what makes you powerful.
Right.
And that's what it is. We have to have a whole scale refocusing of our minds to get this right.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you just got to, another thing is, like I tell people, you got to surround yourself with people that think like you, period. You know, if you're around people that don't think like you and got the same goals and stuff like you, then you're around the wrong people. You know what I'm saying? If you trying to get to a point and you got somebody like, man, you ain't going to do it, or why you doing that? You should be doing this. Then you need to get rid of them, whether it's your mother, brother, sister, whatever. You know, it's hard sometimes
right.
to get rid of people that's close to you, but you have to. You got to get, you know, you got to lock in and be like, this is what it is, and these are the type of people that I want to be around, whether it's white, black, whatever. It don't matter what race. As long as they got the same goals as me, the same focus as me, that's who I need to be around. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
a lot of times people be like, oh, we don't stick together. That's because you kicking it with people that don't want to stick together. You know, you got to find the people that want to stick together. You know what I'm saying? People, if they out there, you got to find them, and you got to meet them and link up.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah. My experience, like my community, the places I've lived, like there's definitely there are those, like you find some like some A1s that are like super down, super dope. Like some of my best friends are girls that I've been modeling with for like what feels like forever. But I'm saying that if you could say like out of 10 individuals, you might get one or two of those in your search that have that same like-mindedness, right? And out of those one or two, out of the remaining, out of those 10, it's just kind of not been my experience. So it's not for like lack of trying. You know, you only run into so many people at any kind of like, let's say, a runway show or on a power shoot. Or I mean, so I guess it's just a number thing. Like the more you're out, the more you're trying to book work, the more you're trying to network, you definitely come across you know, those that are supportive. But yeah, you're right. Just aligning yourself with like-mindedness definitely makes a difference in the way that you feel support, in the way that you feel opportunity as well.
Yeah, and I tell people this too. I always, like, you know, when I talk to people, I tell them, your success is your success. Don't base your success off what Beyonce got. You feel what I'm saying? Like, because
right.
you're going to be chasing that forever. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
that's 30 years in the game. You know what I'm saying? So don't –
right.
Your
right.
success is just success. Like, take steps, and it's going to get bigger and bigger. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not going to happen overnight. Like, you're not going to model for 6 months and be Tyra Banks. Like, you got to look. Tyra Banks was
right.
modeling 25, 30 years. So you're not going to get
right.
30 years of modeling in 6 months. So – you know, like you just got to really, and that's what a lot of people do. Like I said, male and female. It's like after that first 2 or 3 months, oh, ain't nobody booked me. I quit. Like, what you mean? You just starting. Like, you got to, it's a process. You're
right.
not going to be Tyra Banks right off the
yeah.
bat. You know what I mean? So
yeah, and again, the times have changed. Like, it's not like that. Like, I mean, even the models of the people that are referencing from the Naomi Campbell to the Tyra Banks, they had their own struggles too, but that was also in a time where models were less saturated. There was no social media. There wasn't, you know, 10 other million chicks on the gram saying that, you know what I mean? It was a different time. So, I agree with you. That's pretty prolific. Like, that's exactly what it is. Like, you can't expect that 30 years of hustling and grinding to pop for you in 6 months.
Inspirational too, because
I think her phone going in and out.
Now, can you hear me?
Is it my phone? Oh, yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. No, I was just saying it's a generational thing, too, because now you're running into people who want everything so quickly, and success doesn't come overnight. Anything worth having, you have to work for it. But, I mean, like, people – I sit at work, and I see students, because I work with athletes, get frustrated if they put something in a Google search engine and it doesn't pop up in 1 second. They're frustrated. And I'm like, what are you mad for? If you don't take a second and reel it in and realize that this world does not revolve around you and that everything that you are worth having is you're going to work for it. You're going to put in the time. You're going to have to grind. You're going to have to hustle to get what you want to be, where you want to be. It's not an instant success with anything anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. I think we're like past that point.
Yeah, definitely.
But, you know, if you're older and you've been in the business, then you kind of understand that. But like you said, the new generation won't understand it because they've seen somebody that was on social media 1 minute, then on TV the next minute. You know what I'm saying? So they felt like, okay, well, he did it in 2 months, then I need to do it in 2 months. If I don't do it in 2 months, then, you know, I quit. So that's – that's the up and downs of social media. But my next question, because I'm not going to take a break, we're just going to ride it out. We got about 18 minutes left. What is your favorite social media site and why?
Well, go ahead, Kat. You go, boo.
Oh, thank you. My favorite social media site, I guess, would be Instagram. And I think that I just like it because it's nice in the aspect that, like I said, like you can post, you can see what people are doing, but I don't think it's too like invasive as I feel like Snapchat is sometimes. It's just really invasive as to like what you're doing like right now in the moment, in the second. But I like Instagram because there's so many different people. You're connected with people. I have friends that are in like London. I have friends in like Germany. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like it's so well-traveled, and it's all around the world, and everyone can be included in it. And I feel like with Snapchat, you kind of have to, like, know the people that you're adding, or it gets kind of creepy at a point when you don't know who's snapping you, and I, like, don't want to open it. But I feel like Instagram, it just gives me a chance to, like, see what people are doing, what they're posting, what's important in your life, because you get to post that. And I just feel like it's great at building that relationship between, like, model and, like, people who support you and support where you're going in life. So I really love Instagram.
Yeah, that's dope.
Jamie?
So I don't have Snapchat because I am, like, a full-fledged retard, and I don't fucking get it. I'm like, I don't know. What do you mean? Like, I downloaded it. I'm like, what am I supposed to do now? Like, what the fuck? So I don't have Snapchat. But then on top of that, I hate being on video. So, like, I don't know. I guess you can, like, snap someone a photo. And I'm like, well, why would I do that? Like, I could just text you a photo. Or you could just follow me on another social media, like, platform that I know how to fucking work. Because Snapchat, I'm too retarded for. Like, I'm Snapchat retarded. So
it ain't it, huh?
Twitter's great. But, like, I, you know, my Twitter is it's just, like, a feed of anything that I'm posting from the gram. I guess I really like Instagram because I tend to not get blocked there. Like, I've been banned from Facebook for like a month. So, and this I'm on a 60-day Facebook ban. Like, Facebook was like, bitch, you keep violating community standards.
What the fuck did you do?
I don't like one of my photos. I don't know if it was like the last GE cover. Like, I don't know what the fuck. Like, I just went in, like, you know, tapped into my little app, and it was like, you know, had me like do the whole login thing again. I'm like, why am I having to log in, re-log in my app? And then enough, the second I put in my credentials, it was like, you've been blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, what are they talking about? So, like, but then look, it pulled up two quotes. One was like one of the GEI covers, and another was like a photo from like a year and a half ago, like. So I'm assuming I probably, like, got reported or some shit, but this legitimately happens to me, like, two or three times a year on Facebook. So I feel like every 2 to 3 months, Facebook can suck my ass. But, like, you know, I guess if I had to answer the question, it'd be Instagram, because they don't mind if you see my nipples in my bikini when I post to Facebook.
What?
Yeah, Facebook yeah. just don't want they don't want you to be great, girl. You got to push through. Facebook don't want you to be great.
I think with Facebook is more so of the people that follow you that tell on you. I don't think it's Facebook. I think it's that somebody reporting
yeah,
because
saying, yeah.
I got my homeboy. You know what I'm saying? He modeled GI Dane. He stay in jail. You know what I'm saying? Like he hit me today. Like man, I'm in jail for like 30 days. I'm like, you just got out of jail. You know what I mean? So I think
right.
it's more so of people. You
y'all
know,
got snitches.
Summer,
y'all
like,
got Facebook snitches.
Right.
I can post the same picture. I can post the same picture that one of y'all post, and I won't get in trouble for it. But if you post it, you'll
yeah,
get 60
what
days
is that?
And get 30 days. That don't make sense. It don't make sense. It's like I'm like
right.
using Snapchat. I try Snapchat, but I just can't get it. I can't get it.
Oh
I'm
my
trying.
God! Yep. High five to that one.
I do little videos. I can't get it. And I agree with you and Cass for Instagram because Facebook is more so all my friends, people I grew up with, my family. Where Instagram is like a bunch
right.
of people I know, so that's cool to
right.
get to know people from all over. And like you said, London, Australia. Like I met some people from Australia and we end up putting the magazine in Australia and they came on board with GEI's photographer. So
right. Get to work.
Wait, what magazines in Australia that has to do with GEI? Do they miss that?
No, we just did it. We just did it. So it's coming. It's not out yet. It's coming. It's called GEI Down Under.
Oh, look. So when we publishing in Australia, Kat,
right,
what's
no.
popping?
It ain't we got passport yeah. ready over here, like it ain't nothing to catch
right.
the light.
No, don't see it.
That's what's up.
You
that's
think we playing?
Yeah,
we're not playing. Like we better be the first.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah, you better remember this conversation right here, okay?
Remember this. Even if it's at the first issue, like give us like 2 and 3. Like she'll take a cover, I'll take
we'll
one
take
too.
It.
Thank you.
Yep. Shoot it at the same time.
Boom.
Now, let me ask y'all this. If you could shoot with any celebrity model, male or female, who would it be?
I'm not really good with a lot of names.
It don't have to be an industry model. I mean, it could be just a model you know. I mean, if you could shoot with any celebrity or regular model, just any model, who would it be? I think somebody call dropped again. Somebody in a bad space.
I hope I'm still
literally,
here.
Literally, I'm sitting outside of my gym, like, because I have a workout to go into after this. And so, like, I swear I don't know if my trainer is, like, cutting off my shit. He's like, get your ass in the gym. Like, what is he doing? But he keeps on messing with me, whatever he's doing.
Funny.
So did you hit a question?
Yeah, I did. So. Jamie, you can go first. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Wait, okay. It's on me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, like, me and Kat have yet to work together, so I think that'd be dope. There's another, like, 1151 model here, I guess, I think. Who knows at this point, but it'd be dope to work with Kat. It's hella shady over here. Okay.
It's real shady. Like,
me and Kat have yet to work together, so I've got to get that one in.
Definitely.
You know, I think like, just a dope dude. Like, in my body of work, I haven't worked with a lot of male models. Like, I think maybe, like, once. Like, maybe twice. And that's from, like, acting or commercials or modeling. So I think, like, that for sure, we gotta get that one out the way. And then after that, just any dude. Like, what dope dude that wants to work would be cool.
Okay. Okay.
So I've always had like this secret crush on Naomi Campbell, and I just
who
like,
hasn't
love
girl
everything about her. Like if I could have my fantasy photo shoot, like we would be in there butt naked together, just like shooting some crazy, 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 crazy pictures. Like that would definitely be my number one go to. And like Jamie said, like we've known each other, and I have to shoot with her. Another 1151 model Dame. He has the nicest body ever. Like, we could definitely do something clothes on, clothes off Like, let's shoot. I'm done.
Either one. Either or.
Hold on one second. Dame, you on?
I wasn't expecting the child man. Yes, I'm on it. I was sitting over there crying.
Why I feel like I just got
night.
Set up.
Hey, what's up, ladies? What's going on? Hey, what's
I feel
up?
Like this was a
no, I've been listening the whole time. I didn't even want to be chimed in right now. But since you said that, I'm going to take you up on that offer. Just remember that.
I'm so ready. Just let me know.
And I'm going to fly out there. So how does that sound?
Hey, I'm down. You know what? You ain't said nothing but a word.
Say no more then. You can chime me out of here, Tone. I'm gone.
All right. It's funny because I seen him on, and when you said, I said, oh, man, she don't know he on, so I'm going to go ahead and click him in. But
you know
now,
what?
Let me
my
ask
cheeks
you.
Are so rosy right now. It's okay, though.
Now, Jamie, I see your body of work, so you probably can't answer this. Like, what type of shoot that you haven't done yet that you would like to do?
You go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. For me, I want to do something, like, super artistic. I've seen this one fire shot that Jamie did where she was, like, a complete, like, implied nude, and she had, like, an instrument. I want to do something like that. Like, super classy, like, classic kind of novelty, romantic. I would love to also do like a nude shoot with like body paint, just something like really artistic that I feel like I could really get into.
Yeah, that's dope. I am down. Hell yeah, you'd kill that. You know, so that's like after so many shoots, you kind of start craving more like more in depth concepts. Or just like more like more stretching of your like your creativity, because at a certain point, like especially me, like, all right, I'm pretty sure everyone in this car that I'm driving, like that I'm riding in right now, everyone over there, everyone we're cat at, is like seeing my boobs. You know what my ass looks like. Like at this point, it's not like okay, like we got that out the way now. So now it'd just be dope to come up with, you know, cool ways to package that same ass and those same tits. Like,
right.
So, I don't know. I start thinking crazy stuff where I'm like, well, maybe it could just be doused in glitter with on a hot air balloon that's flying over the Atlantic. I don't even know what I'm doing. It's so random. Like,
this bitch is trying to ride in on a
difficult.
Unicorn and shit. You're trying to throw
right.
sprinkles
like,
on
I
the photographer. Like
exactly. So
right.
I try like, to not be super corny with it, but like, you know, I don't know. I think another thing that kind of helped me with in terms of like shooting something I haven't shot, because I've shot so much at this point, is like how can I shoot and model? So it's gotten into like
right.
trying to be my own photographer while trying to be my like the model at the same time,
right?
And it's just like just because it provides another like element of challenge, like tripods and fucking selfie sticks. Like that last cover, I shot that like myself. Maybe the cover before last, I shot it myself. It took me like 15 minutes on a beach here, like at a river. Like took no time at all. Yeah, so
yeah,
I, like, pulled my outfit, like, did my hair and makeup and went and shot it myself. So, like,
see, this is why Jamie is gold. This is why she's gold.
So I look for shit that way. I don't know, but conceptually, I'm waiting for you guys to be fill in the blank. That's going to be up to y'all. Like, tell me.
It's just like with the magazines. It's like, okay, how many times can you do this same thing? You gotta. That's why I love themes. I always kind of like color schemes and just different things just to try to switch it up. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Just to make people think outside the box, because just doing the same shoot over and over, it gets boring. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it
I'm
does.
A man. Don't get me wrong. I love to look at it, but
so
at the same thing, I'm just gonna look past it. Like, there's no creativity in it. You didn't even think about that. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I love black and white. I love the black and white pictures. I don't know why I think
those are my favorite. Black and white's hot. Black and white's hot as shit. Like, if you have a fire photo in color, like in black and white, it's going to be like twice fire.
Yes.
Very true.
That's dope. Let me, we got 8 minutes. I got a whole bunch more questions. Let me see if I can get to, let me see if I can get you one. Okay. This is a good one. How did you choose what photographer you want to shoot with?
Oh, see, I'm sorry. I got to jump to this one first. Like, I have a whole bunch of different methods. Like, one, just by, like, their work, right? Like, you see somebody on the gram or, like, you know, Facebook, whatever it is, wherever you look, wherever I go to find inspiration. A lot of times I'll flow through our university here, like, through our film and photography department, like, just to see what people are doing. Like, dang, that was dope. I want to work with that individual. And then I just become a stalker and then, like, you know, track you down and decide we're going to work together. But other times I, like, look for, like, oh, dang, this is a, like, I know it sounds, like, ethnocentric, but this is, like, here comes this black photographer who hasn't done anything yet. Like, we got to work together because you've never shot anything.
Yes.
That's like community. Like, let's get you published, Nick. Like, let's do the damn thing. So that's another way. I think it just comes down to, like, either wanting, like, my community to get put on further or just being inspired by your work.
Okay.
And I think it goes same thing with me, but definitely, like I said, getting back into it after so long, I think definitely looking at people's work, and then sometimes you have to give people the chance to fuck up. I give you enough room to
see
yourself.
That's
so
true.
I mean, I'll shoot with something, and no shade, Tone knows what I'm talking about, but if it comes out and I put in this time and I put in this work, and then at the end of the day I don't have a product, it's just like, okay, mental note, like, that was fun. Hopefully you have something that you can work with, but it's a no for me. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so I like to give people the opportunity. I never want anyone to be like, oh, yeah, like, I asked to shoot with her, and she was like, no, I can't shoot with you. Because, no, like, I'm going to give you the opportunity. I'm going to give you just enough rope to hang yourself. I know that I'm coming to the shoot ready to deliver, ready to do my craft. If you can't come and bring the same vibe or better than what I'm bringing, like, it's a no for me. It's a no.
She said it'll be a no.
It's a no. Yeah, it's a hard no. You can hashtag that. It's a no.
It's a hard no. Hashtag hard
it's
no.
It's a hard no.
Man, we got a couple minutes left, but before we end the show, I want to give you ladies a chance to let everybody know where they can find you at, all your social media, the stuff you got going on. So, Kat, I'll let you go first. Let everybody know where they can find you at.
Definitely on Instagram, Kat, KATZ underscore meow. It's MEOW, not the O. And then on Facebook at Kathy L. DeMoy, last name DeMOUY. You know, it's got that little Creole team going on. You can find me on Snapchat. I welcome Snapchatters. Just don't send me dick pics. I don't like that shit.
Yeah, she got it. No one else does. She
yeah.
got it. No one else.
Yeah, I no, I don't. I'm not here for it.
Wow. Okay, Jamie.
So all of my social medias are all under J Taylor the Body. Although if you hit me up on Facebook until like December, like 20 something, I can't hit your ass back because I'm in Facebook jail. So
she's in jail.
I'm in Facebook jail, but yeah, just it's all J Taylor the Body. Instagram, Twitter, and the one we were saying. Oh, Facebook.
Yeah, put money on my girl's books, y'all. She lost us.
Yes, hashtag free J Taylor the Body.
That's what's up. And you can find me on Instagram at GEI underscore Tone, Facebook Tone Mitch. And you can go to GEI underscore blogtalk.com for everything GEI 1151. And again, this is going to be every Monday, so tune in every Monday, Model Monday. I'm going to be switching the models up. I'm definitely going to be bringing y'all back on because y'all were super cool. It was fun. But hold on 1 second.
Hey.
Dame, you on?
Yeah.
Dame, you on?
Yeah. Wait, yes.
Yeah, I'm here. I just wanted to chime back in real quick and commend y'all because this conversation was very, very inspirational. It's good to hear models that actually model. You know what I mean? So, like you guys said, it's a lot of girls out here that really don't take it serious. I'm actually on the other side of things. I'm on the male side, but it's just a lot of models, period, that don't the game serious. And when serious people, you know, put in that work and that effort, it's good to see that. And
right.
And I'm appreciative of it. You know what I mean? I've been watching you guys' pages and stuff like that.
You.
So, yeah, you guys doing your thing, man, and keep it up. Keep up the good work. And I feel you on the Facebook jail thing, too. So I'm down for 30 days. So, you know, that's how the game goes. But y'all
free,
keep doing y'all thing,
free
man.
Free Jamie, free yep. Dane.
Yeah.
Free
y'all
Jamie.
Keep doing y'all thing, man. For real, man. I commend y'all.
Thank you.
Thanks for so much. Thank you. It means a lot. Thank
yep.
you.
Yep, no question.
All right, that's what's up. Catch us next Monday. Well, you know, we got the show, the fashion show coming up. I wish you ladies could have, you know, be able to make
I
it to
know.
Atlanta. But
when is the show?
The show is Saturday.
It's Saturday
but we got, like,
or
a
what?
Whole... No, it's this Saturday. Well, Saturday coming up, I'm sorry. Saturday
my boo to drive to Atlanta. Or maybe not. Maybe not.
Yeah.
He's looking at me crazy. What did you say? Okay, I'll
yeah,
try to
so,
do something. Try to figure it out.
Yeah, that's what's up. So everybody, enjoy the rest of y'all night. Catch us next Monday, same time, 7 to 8. Great show. Peace out, everybody.
Bye. Thanks for having us. Good night.
Good night.